Senators and assembly members met for the first time since Senator Malcolm Smith was charged with trying to bribe his way onto the Republican New York City mayoral ticket, among other things. And Assemblyman Eric Stevenson was accused of taking thousands of dollars to write legislation to benefit developers of an adult daycare center. Senate Democrats introduced reforms, including public financing of campaigns. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says it's important to act quickly.
We are in a crisis. And clearly, we need to respond to it.
Democrats, though, are the minority faction in the Senate. The chamber is run by a coalition of Republicans and a breakaway Democratic faction. The leader of the breakaway Democrats, Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein, through a spokesman, says the proposal does not go far enough. Spokesman Eric Sufer called the ideas low-hanging fruit and says the proposal falls short. Senator Klein last week introduced via press release a more comprehensive plan. It would also end the practice of party cross endorsements and close loopholes in the so-called party housekeeping accounts. Senator Smith, one of the lawmakers accused of bribery, was a member of Senator Klein's Independent Democratic Conference. Smith, who came to attend the Senate session Monday, says he understands that he's been ousted from the breakaway Democratic faction, but he says he intends to continue to serve.
I'm going to be a member of the chamber and vote on bills that affect my constituents and continue to serve them.
Senator Smith would not discuss the charges against him, saying that he stands by his lawyer's statements. His attorney has previously said the senator is innocent of the charges. Senator Smith, who in the past has been a sponsor of a public campaign financing bill, says he continues to back reforms.
You know, I understand there's a lot of discussion about ethics reform, so I still believe in ethics reform.
In the assembly, Speaker Sheldon Silver says he plans to introduce a new package of reform bills Tuesday.
It's something I've championed for a long time here in terms of public finance of campaigns. We want to level the playing field and give people the opportunity to weigh in and be important and take big money out of political campaigns.
Speaker Silver was on his way to a closed-door party conference. Silver says the assemblyman accused of bribery, Eric Stevenson, was not expected to be in attendance at the meeting.
I have recommended to Mr. Stevenson that he won't be effective as a member, but he has chosen not to resign, which is his prerogative. And as such, he'll have his day in court.
The speaker says that though there are a few bad apples in the assembly, most of the 213 lawmakers are honest. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.